I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW. Bryan firefighter Race Richardson is battling brain cancer. We spoke with his sister, Risa Huntinghouse, to learn more about her brother's story and how the community is helping out.
So about 10, 11 years ago, him and my father were driving to back from a motocross race, and they were heading through Kansas, and my brother was in the back seat sleeping, and he started having a seizure. And that was kind of the first realization that anything was wrong. So he ended up being transported to the hospital there in Kansas, and they said, oh, yeah, did a CAT scan. Yeah, he's got a tumor in his head. But we think we can remove it and everything will be okay. So all of our family from North Texas drove up there, and he had surgery the next day. And when they opened him up, they did find that it was cancer. So they took a biopsy. And because of where it was located on his fine motor skill strip, they said it was inoperable. So he recovered there in the neuro ICU for a while. His speech was affected just having that surgery to get the biopsy. So he did some physical therapy and speech therapy there and recovered, and we came back. He had a second opinion, and they also said it was inoperable due to the location. And then I'm a nurse, an RN, and so I just pushed him. I said, we have to go to MD Anderson to the best cancer facility in Texas to get another opinion. Mm-hmm. I just feel like something can be done. And so we went to MD Anderson, and they said, oh, yeah, this is operable. You know, it's tricky, but it's operable. And so he was able to have a surgery where it removed about 85% of that tumor. So about 15% of it is still left in his fine motor skill strip. And kind of the reasoning behind leaving it is, you know, his speech would be affected. There, you know, he could have some paralysis if they tried to remove it all due to the location. So from there, he got that removed, and he did really well. He got to continue being a fireman paramedic and kind of just live a normal life. It's a slow-growing tumor. So he continued with life and until he was symptomatic. He would continue going to MD Anderson a few times a year for MRIs and checkups and such. He did have some seizures throughout there where he'd have to be hospitalized or increase his seizure meds. And then in 2011, it did start growing upon his checkup. And he did 13 months of oral chemotherapy.
Okay.
And then since then, he's continued doing his checkups. And then at the end of December, he went for a checkup, and it was growing again. So that's why they've recommended radiation.
Okay. And just a little background, too. Your brother, as you said, he's a firefighter paramedic for the Bryan Fire mm-hmm. Department, correct?
Correct. So he's been at Bryan since August of 2015.
It's pretty incredible to think that someone who is going through this wants to still put his life on the line for other people every day.
Absolutely. In fact, he has never wanted to be defined by his cancer. He's worked really hard at really not letting it affect his life as much, obviously, as he can. So he loves helping people, and he is a very much an adrenaline junkie. He's to the normal person, if you were like, oh my gosh, I don't want to do that, he's the first person going, well, I do. He loves skydiving, he loves motocross, he loves racing dirt bikes and Harleys and anything adrenaline based. So he's just that person that just lives life to the fullest. And I think that was partly due to the cancer mm-hmm. at such a young age. But he absolutely loves his job. He's always known he wanted to be a firefighter from the time he was a little boy and just help people, and he is very good at it. So, and when I say he doesn't let cancer define him, I mean he gets mad if I tell, not mad, but let's just say I said, oh, yeah, that's my brother, and he has brain cancer or something.
Right.
Don't tell people that.
Right.
Like, why would you even say that kind mm-hmm. of thing?
Mm-hmm.
That is not who I am. And so, yeah, and, you know, for a lot of this time, that's kind of the thing, is you can't tell when he's normal and functioning. It's just when it starts growing and he becomes symptomatic with, seizures or headaches or, stuff like that.
Because of his most recent diagnosis, what is going on now?
So after his checkup at the end of December, they did recommend radiation treatment. They suggested it be Monday through Friday for 6 weeks. So at this point, he lives in College Station, and his treatment will be in Houston at MD Anderson. So he will not be able to work during his treatment there. And so the fundraisers are just for, money to continue paying his bills, for money for traveling from College Station to Houston, and then for a place to stay, food to eat, just his normal, normal bills that he would have to pay and stuff like that.
Right.
Also, we've just hit a hurdle with insurance. MD Anderson sent off the request for radiation to his insurance company, and unfortunately they came back and denied it. And so his radiation oncologist did a peer-to-peer and talked to the medical director at his insurance, and they have denied it as well. So right now we're in the appeals process.
Okay.
Of appealing that insurance denial for his radiation. I don't know at this point. We've never been through this part of it before,
right?
Where they've denied any kind of treatment for him. But, I guess if they continue to deny, then that's something that we're obviously going to have to pay for out of pocket as well.
So there is a GoFundMe account that's set up online, and then there's also an event coming up this weekend. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
So the New Republic Brewing Company owner, Nick, reached out to us, and he was so wonderful. He wanted to help out my brother, the local firefighter there in College Station, Brian, and he just asked, could we have a fundraiser at our brewery and have, live music and barbecue and just get as many people out as we can, to talk to Race and just raise some funds for him. And so I reached out to Race and he said, absolutely. So it's going to be this Saturday, January 28th, from 2 to 10, and they're going to have live music all day, barbecue, and of course beer. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Race is going to be there. A lot of our friends and family from North Texas are coming up and going to be there for this. And so we just can't wait to meet everybody. The College Station Brine community has been so generous. And so Race is just really excited to be able to meet these people that are, helping him out in his journey.
Thanks again to Race Richardson's sister, Risa Hunninghouse, for speaking with us today. For more information on these fundraising efforts, you can go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.